USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday afternoon, saying the White House is directing FEMA to activate the National Response Center to deploy additional hospital beds to areas in need.
That's why my administration has stockpiled and prepositioned millions of gowns, gloves, masks, and ventilators. We call it PPP. We're ready to send them immediately to any state that needs more.
Biden also directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 military doctors and nurses to be deployed to local hospitals. The Supreme Court received at least 11 emergency applications challenging the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate on businesses with more than 100 employees. The OSHA rule is set to take effect January 4th. Per court rules, a response from the Biden administration is due December 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin describes White House negotiation tactics.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they use to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's sweeping new vaccine mandates for restaurants, gyms, and city workers are drawing mixed reactions from businesses and public employees. Patrons and staff at certain indoor spaces will have to show proof of at least one vaccine dose by January 15th and two by February 15th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're boarding a plane for the holidays, here are a few tips if you're bringing along gifts.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The $10 billion successor to the Hubble Space Telescope is about to take flight. NASA is entrusting the launch of the world's biggest and most powerful space observatory to its European partners. A French-built rocket is poised to blast off from South America with the James Webb Space Telescope. The launch had been set for Friday, but it's been postponed for at least a day because of high wind. Fresh Express says it's recalling certain varieties of its branded and private label salad products due to possible listeria contamination. Recalled salad items were distributed through retailers in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and several other states. For more information, visit fda.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.